If you're only disputing collections through the credit bureaus and not leveraging consumer law and factual dispute strategies, you're doing credit repair the hard way and likely seeing slower or weaker results. I'm breaking down the exact process to delete collection accounts the smart, legal, and effective way.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
So let's begin by breaking down what collections really are. A collection account is a third-party debt that's been charged off by the original creditor and sold or assigned to a debt collector. These are some of the most damaging accounts on a credit report. Here's what you need to know up front. Collections do not need to remain on a credit report for 7 years if they're inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable. Debt collectors are legally bound by the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, or the FDCPA, and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the FCRA. If a collection account is reporting incorrect info or the collector can't prove the debt, they are required to remove it. This means you don't just ask nicely for a deletion. You hold them legally accountable for every piece of data they report. There are two main laws that give you leverage when disputing collection accounts. The first is the FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act. Section 611 gives consumers the rights to dispute any item that's inaccurate, outdated, incomplete, or unverifiable. And Section 607B requires that the credit bureaus maintain maximum possible accuracy. Second is the FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Section 609 requires debt collectors to provide validation of a debt if requested. They cannot continue reporting a debt if they fail to validate it. They must cease all collection activity during the validation process. Now, when you combine these two laws, you have a powerful legal basis to force the deletion of collection accounts that can't be fully validated or are reporting inaccurate information. Before sending any dispute, you need to carefully analyze a credit report. Look for factual errors in the way the collection is reporting. Some of the most common errors include balance reporting after the account is marked as charged off, incorrect or missing data first delinquency, inconsistent open dates across the three different bureaus, status marked as open when in reality they should be closed, duplicate collections, meaning same account listed more than once, payment history after charge-off, which shouldn't exist. Each of these is a factual inaccuracy, and that's your MO. Every incorrect data point is a potential FCRA violation that justifies deletion. Here's the exact process to follow when attacking a collection account using factual and legal strategies. Step 1, send a debt validation letter to the collection agency. Under FDCPA Section 809, you have the right to request validation of any debt. Your letter should ask for original signed contract, chain of assignment from original creditor to the collector, itemized breakdown of the balance, proof they're licensed to collect in your state if applicable, and if they don't respond or provide incomplete information, they're not legally allowed to continue reporting the debt. Step 2, send factual disputes to the credit bureaus. Dispute directly with the bureaus, targeting the factual errors you identified earlier. Keep your language precise and avoid generic dispute templates. Here are some examples of dispute language. This account is inaccurately reporting a balance after charge-off. The date of first delinquency is missing. Under FCRA Section 623, all data furnishers must report complete and accurate data. This account shows payment activity after the charge-off date, which is factually incorrect. The more specific you are, the more likely the bureau is to suppress or delete the account rather than attempt to re-verify it. Step 3, include supporting documentation. If you have documentation proving the account is inaccurate, payment letters, settlement confirmations, or even screenshots, include them in your disputes. This strengthens your case and forces a more thorough investigation. And step 4, track response times and follow up. You are legally entitled to a response within 30 days. If the collector or bureau does not respond in time or responds with incomplete information, you can escalate. Escalation options include sending a follow-up dispute with increased legal pressure, filing a complaint with the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Send a notice of intent to sue them if you believe your rights were being violated. Now, here are some final reminders. Don't overcomplicate this. Collection agencies often rely on the fact that most consumers and even many credit repair companies don't know how to apply consumer law. That's your edge. Dispute using facts. Use the law. Be precise and always, always hold furnishers and bureaus accountable. If you want to learn how to consistently remove negative items like collections using strategies based on law and not templates, this is exactly what we teach inside the CRO Bootcamp. In the CRO Bootcamp, I'll show you how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed, run your business on automation, and deliver real results that build real trust. If you want to learn more, click the link below and let's build your business the right way. I'll see you on the next one.